try this again and get through a lesson. Hope that everybody's doing well. I am doing well. Still got a scratchy throat. I speak too much, scratch too much, start coughing. But it's good to be back. It's good to be here. I hate when I have to miss services. I hate when I thought I fixed that. Now you got all the verses up there. Don't get ahead of me on the schedule. But as we gather together, I'm happy to be here. Though as we just sung that last song, I'm not able to sing out as much as I want to. It really gets me down. I'm going to do a lesson just slightly different than I usually do. And to the point, I'd like to go through and just read these verses. And I'll make a bunch of points after I've read through the scriptures. It'll be hard for me because I'll probably try to bear off and make points as I'm reading the scriptures. Because just reviewing the lesson, I do that myself. I'm reading it and like, oh, this is a good point, this is a point, that's a point. But I'd like to just simply read through these scriptures and then get to the points that I'd like to make afterwards for the lesson this morning. So if you will, open your Bible and start with me, Mark 12, 28. Mark 12, and starting in verse 28, it says, "Then one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, 'What is the first commandment of all?' Jesus answered him, 'The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord God, Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second, like it, is this, You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these.'" You'll turn with me to Psalm 96. Psalm 96. Looking at verses 1 through 3 there. Psalm 96, and starting there in verse 1. It reads, it says, "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples." Going to Ephesians chapter 5. I was about to do it. I was about to make some points. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 19. Ephesians 5, looking at verse 19, it says, "Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord, giving thanks to him for all things, to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God." Turning to 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 15. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 15. So what is the conclusion then? I will pray with the Spirit. I will also pray with understanding. I will also sing with the Spirit. And I will also sing with understanding. Just going back a couple chapters here in 1 Corinthians 11. 1 Corinthians 11, and starting in verse 17. Verse 17 says, "Now in giving these instructions, I do not praise you, since you come together, not for the better, but for the worse. For first of all, when you come together as a church, I hear there are divisions among you. In part, I believe it. For there must also be factions among you, that those who are approved may be recognized among you. Therefore, when you come together in one place, is it not to eat the Lord's Supper? Or eating, each one takes his own supper and the others, and one is hungry and another is drunk. What, do you not have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and shame those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I do not praise you." Verse 23 says, "For I perceived from the Lord, at which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take ye, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." You jump to the end of 1 Corinthians chapter 16. We'll read the first two verses there with me. 1 Corinthians 16 verses 1 and 2 says, "Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to churches of Galatia, so you must do also. On the first day of the week, let each one of you lay something up aside, storing up as he may prosper, that there be no collection when I come." In 1 Timothy chapter 4. Along with me, 1 Timothy chapter 4. In verses 15 and 16 here. It says, "Meditate on these things, give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you." We jump back a couple chapters in chapter 2 and verse 15. Chapter 2 and verse 15. Well, that's supposed to be 2 Timothy 2. Jumping over to the second book. 2 Timothy 2 verse 15 says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." And one final verse there is 1 Peter 3 and verse 15. 1 Peter 3 and verse 15. It says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. For it is better if it is the will of God to suffer for doing good than for doing evil." I don't plan on start presenting lessons like this every time. It's just something I wanted to do different for today. As I read through these lessons, read through these verses, and you go through them, I'm hoping your mindset hits a couple things. One was probably, the acts of worship. You go through there and talk about singing and teaching, the Lord's Supper and the collection. But I don't want to just sit here up here this morning and talk about these are the acts of worship. I'm not adding to the acts or taking away from the acts of worship, going beyond the scriptures here. And that point, the lesson that we can bring out or get into detail just about the singing and how it's supposed to be done. But rather, these are things we do when we come together, especially upon the first day of the week as we talk about the Lord's Supper and the collection. And so the lesson I want to talk about this morning is, what are your thoughts for today? What are your thoughts during worship? And many things of asking this question of, what are your thoughts yesterday? Did we consider worship yesterday at all? One, we have Bible class in the morning. And so the question of yesterday or the day before or the day before that, did we prepare ourselves for Bible class? We got 2 Timothy 2, verse 15 that we brought out that tells us to be diligent to present yourselves approved to God. And 1 Peter 3, 15, they're telling us to sanctify the Lord God in our hearts and be ready always to give a defense. That means you're ready to give an answer for what you believe, an answer of what you believe, the answer to the questions are that we're asking as we're here together. Or as you go to Timothy, the verse that we started there, 1 Timothy 4, and to the point that whatever you say and you teach, you're going to save yourself and those who hear you. And so when you speak up, you have answers, and you're helping one another grow in the faith, is that something we considered at all before today, before Wednesday night, Bible class, as you come together for the young adults class, or as you're coming together for the adult class, or if you're teaching, do we prepare ourselves? Is that in our mindset at all of, I'm excited, I can't wait for the moment, the opportunity to come together with my brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm excited to come here and to be with my brothers and sisters in Christ. Go to that first verse, Mark. And it's time again brought out through the Bible, throughout the New Testament. We know Jesus said it, that the first and great commandment
is to love God. Love God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, your strength. And the second is like it, is to love your neighbor as yourself. There are two reasons we gather together. We've come here to worship God and for our brothers and sisters in Christ. And so when we ask that question, what is your mindset for today? What was your mindset yesterday? What was your mindset when you woke up this morning? Was your mindset, man, I have to get up and go to worship. I have to get up. Do I really have to get there in time for Bible class? I mean, that's not in the scriptures. It doesn't say gather together for Bible class. Sure says a lot about our brothers and sisters in Christ, our love for one another, teaching and admonishing one another, uplifting and encouraging each other, being there for one another. Now, I've heard it from brethren before into that mindset of, well, you don't have to have Bible class, especially you don't have to have a midweek Bible class. You don't have to have a Sunday evening service. It's true. You don't have to. A lot of congregations have went away with Sunday evening services. Some congregations don't have a midweek Bible class. It's not a scriptural command to do so. But then they also bring the side point up that I've heard from the same person, same people. Is that we need to be spending more time with one another in our houses and being there for each other. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, I don't deny that either. Because brotherly love shouldn't be just here on Sunday and just gathering together with one another for the Lord's Supper once a week. But when you say we need to be with each other more often, why would it be okay to take away from the time that we do have together? Don't make sense to me. Because that time that you stay at home and everybody else is gathered here, you're not spending time with a brother and sister in Christ. What's our mindset as we come together? Do we have the mindset of, I'm excited to see my brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm excited to see brother so-and-so. I'm excited to see sister so-and-so. I want to ask their thoughts. I want them to help me. All right, I studied the scripture and I read through the commentary. I saw some good points here that I haven't heard brought up before. I'm excited to share the good news. Again, I'm upset that I cannot sing out. That I could assist, and especially in that last song when it's got two parts and you need people to sing out to help with both parts. And I wasn't able to do it. And one of the songs before that was a little bit higher than what my voice wants to go today, and so I really wasn't able to sing out in that one either. It upsets me. I want to sing out. I want to help. Try to do my best to sit back and actually more enjoy of listening to each other also. We have that mindset of, I get to go praise God. And I get to go praise God. I'm excited to go worship, to give back, to glorify His name, to shine His light to my brother, to shine His light to the community. And what's your mindset as we go throughout our worship service, throughout Bible class? Are we sitting in our pews counting, all right, 1, 2, 3. So I got question 7. I don't have to listen until we get to question 7. Or I don't have to do it. I'm going to have to read. Let me reread this and not listen to what everybody else is saying so that I know what I'm going to be reading. Or is your mindset of, man, I got this on the stove and it's cooking, it's in the crock pot, or, what are we going to eat today? I could easily be caught up here standing and saying, I got to keep my lesson short because Eleanor's got a soccer game today and we want to get out of here. I want to go change, then we got to eat, then we got to get the soccer game. That could be my focus. I could get caught up into it too. Are we focused on the songs that we sing? As we're singing each song, as a brother is praying, truly listening to the words that is being said and thinking about what he is trying to express to God, and we're praying together as a congregation, as a family, as one body. We can all say amen together. In agreement with what we're praying. What's our mindset when we leave here?
when service is over, are we going to try to escape and say, oh, I'm going to try to go over here so I don't have to talk to so-and-so? Are we here to go talk to somebody, get the latest gossip from them? Love your brother as yourself. This is the second greatest command there is. Besides loving God with everything you have, love your brothers and sisters in Christ. Love your neighbor. We know it says love your neighbor that much, and then we study the Word of God, and it tells us, you know, in Galatians 6 and verse 10, going forth and doing so much more, even for who? For the saints, for your brothers and sisters in Christ, the household of God. So we're supposed to have that much love for strangers, for neighbors, those who are not brothers and sisters in Christ. How much more love do we have for each other? Forgive as God has forgiven you. We have that kind of love for each other. And we look around and ask, man, I didn't see so-and-so today. I missed them. I didn't get to say hi. Or maybe someone was here today and they escaped out of the building before you could get to them because, you know, you sit up here in the front and we try to work our way back. And if you work your way back, then you know, you talk to so-and-so, talk to them, and by the time you get all the way to the back, they're gone. Do we rush out of the building and have nothing to do with our brethren? Now, I understand sometimes we're in a hurry. Sometimes we got a schedule. Like I said, Elmer's game's pretty early today. Do we make time for one another? Our attitude. Go read through these scriptures, and there's so many more that we could brought out. So many more scriptures that we can sit here and read and talk about us praising God and us being there for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Do we have that kind of attitude and love for our brother? I tried my best as I wasn't here Wednesday to put out a men's duty roster for this month. So it's like, I need to get that together and send it out. Because I know some song leaders like to prepare their songs before Sunday. And those who have other parts may like to prepare and get something together before. So I was like, I need to get that out. So anyone who wants to prepare for worship so that they can give their best to God and give their best to their brother can do so. It's always encouraging to know when we have brethren who are out there searching the scriptures and studying outside of this building. And you know it sometimes because you got brethren during class or after class or before class, they'll come up and bring out questions because they've been studying. They got, hey, this is where I'm at, and did you see this, or what's your thoughts on that? They know that beforehand because they've been studying it beforehand. Our attitude throughout our worship. Again, what's our attitude about coming back tonight? Why wouldn't we want to come back? Again, I know if you have work or you have something or you get sick, you can't come. I understand. But do we want to come back? That's the question that you have. Though you have to go to work, do you want to be here instead? I want to be here with my brothers and sisters in Christ. I want to study. I want to hear everybody sing. I want to sing out myself. I want to praise God. I want to teach and admonish each other. I want to check in and see how everybody's feeling. Because we should love one another. Again, this morning, I've already been assisted a couple times. Lance was able to bring up some water. I believe Judy's the one that got the water for me. Susan gave me some cough drop. Yeah. A brethren had helped me out this morning. When I was going through a coughing fit, everybody started speaking up. I don't know if that's just a coincidence, but it worked out for me. It's encouraging. And when we leave this building, we should leave encouraged, unless, you know, something that was sung about, something that was prayed about, something that was taught about is hitting you personally, and you're saying, that's something I need to be working on. So you might be a little down because you realize that. But then again,
You come to the point that God loves you, God is graceful, and He's willing to forgive you, He's willing to strengthen you. So we should leave here encouraged, uplifted, ready to go fight the good fight, and filled with joy, feel loved.
Rather, sometimes, and guys, again, I'm not preaching to the choir, I'm preaching to myself. Because there's been times I've left this building, and my mind's thought is, you know, again, ready to maybe gossip about brethren, or get caught up in complaining about certain situations and complaining about how things went. We don't focus on any of the good and the uplifting parts that we have as we go through all our worship. Will we forget about the lesson by tomorrow? Will we forget about our brethren till Wednesday? Will we prepare for Bible class again? And this is something I've had to try to work with Josiah a little bit. You know, he prepared for Bible class Wednesday and Sunday. And I told him the other day, I was like, Joe, I've been lacking as a father because I wait till, you know, that moment before, hey, you got your Bible class done yet? I didn't ask him Monday or Tuesday. I'm asking him Wednesday after school and he's wanting to play and doing this. And I'm like, you know, Joe, I need to be doing better. I need to make sure you're doing that throughout the week. A little bit on Monday, a little bit on Tuesday. Maybe you're done by then. Usually if he sits down, he'll crank it out all in one day, one time, one sitting. We do the same thing. We get in the car and whoever's driving is driving. All right, you read that verse and that question. We'll answer the questions on the way here. Been there, done that. Yeah, it's a reminder to myself. What's our attitude as we come here? We prepare for work. We prepare for school. And again, I'm a bad example for that when we talk about school because I was not one to prepare for school. But those who did good in school, I know they prepared. I know the difference of how I went about school and how others went about school and how my grades were compared to theirs. And I'll tell you, that's one of the regrets I have about being young is that I didn't learn as much as I could. What's our attitudes when we come to worship? While we're here in worship and after worship. It's our attitudes about God throughout the whole thing. And that we're going to give our best. We're going to sing our best. We're going to focus our minds to God. We're going to sing so that our brethren can hear us sing so that they can be taught. We're going to listen to the words that they're singing so that I can be taught. We're going to listen to the prayer. We're going to think about the Lord's Supper. We're going to think about the sacrifice that Christ has made so that we can have hope, so that we can have a home in heaven. Is it about loving God and loving our brothers and sisters in Christ? We need to focus our minds as we come together, focus our minds throughout the entire week as we're apart. Let us continue to love God with all our heart, soul, and mind. Let us love our neighbors. Let us love our brothers and sisters in Christ. I don't want to leave without extending the invitation. Again, I know the lesson I've done is a little differently. I hope that it was encouraging to you as we sit and think about how we should be acting to one another. How we should be striving to build each other up. That's why God gave us apostles and prophets, teachers and pastors, for the edifying and the equipping of the saints. So that we can be built up, so that we can encourage one another, so that we can do better. Again, I always go back to the beginning of time. When God created Adam, He looked at Adam and said, it's not good that man be alone. And He created a helpmate. Again, I see the same thing as He created the church, as someone is saved, it's not good that a saint be all by himself. God gave us the church. He gave us brothers and sisters in Christ to help each other. He didn't say meet by yourself, but gather together as we take the Lord's Supper. Gather together and sing together. Gather together and bear one another's burdens. We're here to uplift one another. We're here to praise God with each other. If you're here and you have not obeyed the gospel, and you're not a brother in Christ, not a sister in Christ, we encourage you to do so. There's nothing better than being a child of God. having a home in heaven waiting for you. If you're here and you need prayer and congregation, we can assist you in any way. We let it be known. So stand and sing.
Tempted and tried.